This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation which is trying to decide, do we need to emphasize race more or do we need to emphasize race less? That is a crucial issue. It, of course, is involved in the George Floyd trial, which is going on. We're going to be speaking with Andrew McCarthy, a former veteran, very successful federal prosecutor, and an editor over at National Review, about what is happening most recently at the trial. And the claim by one of the leading black commentators in the country, and somebody who was a top aide to Barack Obama, Van Jones, saying that if Derek Chauvin isn't convicted, it will be a message to police that it's open season on black people everywhere. Really? Is that the only possible outcome of the trial? Either he's convicted, and I know that a lot of people believe, hopefully executed, as killers should be. But given the fact that you're basically saying that it would be open season on black males, that cops would get the message that, gee, I want to be just like Derek Chauvin, does anyone want to be Derek Chauvin right now? Not that he deserves any particular sympathy, but contrary to what a leading celebrity suggests, he does deserve and requires a trial. We have a constitution in this country. We'll also be speaking later on with somebody who says if you actually look at the numbers right now in terms of American politics, what drove the Trump phenomenon in 2016 and what drove his strong showing even in the election of 2020, which he didn't win, but he came close to winning, that what drove Trump's support was not economic anxiety, was not a worry about people's jobs, was not a worry about the economy. It was cultural anxieties of people feeling as if they're being forced to basically reject everything that they've been taught and everything that they value. We'll be speaking coming up to an editor at Reason Magazine who has written that, and also the story of the asteroid that was due to obliterate all of civilization. Maybe it won't be doing that. And to a story of a student who was bullied by a teacher, and it is an example of bullying, to try to look at two photographs and immediately say that what he notices first is race. Is that what we're trying to teach our kids? 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Let me go first to that, because it also relates to a commentary that is a very profound commentary, it seems to me, on the upsurge of anti-Asian violence, particularly in New York City. This is a Loudoun public school in Ashburn, Virginia, where in a high school there was a teacher who posted on the screen, and I believe this is it's from a Zoom kind of education that you do, but the teacher asks the students what they see in the picture, and then a student responds, and the teacher doesn't like that response. And this is so that you know the photograph shows two very attractive young women, one of whom is redheaded and white, and the other of whom appears to be mixed race and somewhat darker skin, though I have no idea, frankly, and I'm looking at this picture, and you can look at it in color if you want. She might identify as black, she could identify as Middle Eastern, she could identify as some kind of indigenous population, somebody who is not white. But it's not entirely clear, given her sort of long, flowing, curly hair, and very light complexion, who the second, what race the second girl actually is. But the teacher has a different idea. Their interchange sounded like this. This is clip 11.
What this seems to be a picture of.
It's just two people chilling.
Right, just two people. There's nothing more to this picture?
Nah, not really. Just two people chilling.
I don't believe that you believe that. I don't believe that you look at this as just two people. I don't think
truly
you
is just two people, though, is it not?
Yeah, but I think you're being intentionally coy about what this is a picture of.
What are you being coy about? It's two people standing back to back in a picture.
Yeah, and that's all you see is two people.
I'm confused on what you would like me to speak on.
I don't think you are. I don't know why you do this. I'm not trying to call you out, but you come out off of mute to talk about what this is a picture of, and you act as if you know there's nothing noticeable about this apart from the fact that they're two people.
Well, I'm confused. Are you trying to get me to say that there are two different races in this picture?
Yes,
is that what you
want
me to say? Well, at the end of the day, wouldn't that just be feeding into the problem of looking at race instead of just acknowledging them as two normal people?
No, it's not, because you can't look at the people and not acknowledge that there are racial differences, right?
But if we're going for, let's say if we're looking for equality within all this, then why would we need to point out things such as that?
Because those things, those differences are real things.
Okay, this is outrageous, and of course there's a world of controversy. What's striking to me is how much more intelligent and sophisticated and educated the student sounds than the teacher. And the student is unidentified. I have, by the way, no idea what the race of the student is. But a school board member named Beth Bartz told parents that the video was from an excerpt of a high school class discussion in a dual enrollment college level English course. Students were exposed to different literacy theories as a way of critiquing different pieces of literature. Critical race theory was an example of a theory that can be applied to literary criticism, she wrote. Other theories such as structuralism, deconstructionism, and feminism were also shared. Oh, really? And there was an apology, sort of, from the interim superintendent, whose name is Scott Ziegler. He said in a statement that the school district has not adopted critical race theory as a framework for staff to adhere to. It is completely ridiculous. And again, the idea that there should be an argument between a teacher and a student who is so much more sophisticated and together than the teacher is about the deeper importance of race. Does anyone believe that this is an appropriate thing to be teaching in public schools? If you do, you can give us a call on 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. I do relate this to a powerful, powerful piece that was written by Barry Weiss. And we're going to get to that in just a moment. But the piece is about that horrific video that I think most people in the country probably have seen by now of a petite, 65-year-old Asian-American woman. She happened to be Filipina-American. She had been in this country for years. She was on her way to church, and she was assaulted by a stranger on the street who said, "You don't belong here. You don't belong here." And he pushed her down. She broke her pelvis, by the way, and then started kicking her and kicking her in the head. She was hospitalized. And the point that Barry Weiss makes is this has absolutely nothing to do with white supremacy, even though people say that a lot. How do we know it doesn't? We'll get to that and much more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And now you can get the best sheets ever for the best price ever. When you buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheet sets, you'll get another one absolutely free. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Big questions. Are religion and science constantly, inevitably at war? Can science provide evidence for God? New York Times best-selling author Stephen Meyer, he's a philosopher of science. He has written The Return of the God Hypothesis, three scientific discoveries that revealed the mind behind the universe. There's a special offer for MedVed listeners. Free excerpt from the book, free digital booklet on intelligent design, a discount on Dr. Meyer's online course, in invitation to an exclusive online meeting with Dr. Stephen Meyer. And amazingly, this new book, The Return of the God Hypothesis, has just been endorsed by a Nobel Prize winner in physics, Dr. Brian Josephson, and many other prominent scientists. You can read about it, find out all about it, when you go to discovery.org/MedVed for a special offer you don't want to miss. discovery.org/MedVed.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And on the Michael MedVed show, the upsurge in hate crimes against Asian Americans needs to be put in context. Asian Americans are not the most common victims of hate crimes. However, there's been a decided increase and intensification of crimes against Asian Americans. And a lot of the common discussion about that is an attempt to blame it all on Trump, which I think is ridiculous. There's all kinds of stuff you can blame on Trump, okay? But not this. I mean, it's absurd. And why not? Because it has nothing to do with white supremacy. And here is a point that Barry Weiss makes in her column about this latest attack that occurred on Sunday with a woman on her way to church. Who knew that you could go to church near Times Square? And she's very well dressed, very petite. And just brutally, it's a horrible thing to watch. It honestly makes you sick to your stomach. And what makes you particularly sick is that the guy shouts at her, knocks her down, kicks her, and kicks her in the head brutally. And he's a large guy. And then walks off. And she's lying out there. And what the two security guards in a building nearby, they have security cameras that show you the two security guards watching through the glass doors, all of this happening. They don't do anything, and what they do is they get up and close the door. Don't even come out and help the woman. This is completely outrageous. These two security guards have been suspended. We'll see what happens with them. But here's what Barry Weiss writes over tablet. And it's very profound and very important. She writes, maybe there is another evil beyond the monstrousness of the attackers and the cruelty of the bystanders. And that is the evil of lying about or purposefully misdiagnosing the problem to fit the narrative. She quotes a commentator last week named Zayed Jilani. And Zayed Jilani explained last week the official media story about these anti-Asian hate crimes is that they are instances of white supremacy. If you thumb through news articles about the past few days or read over statements from leading politicians, you would imagine that the Ku Klux Klan is responsible for the spree of robberies, assaults, and murders of Asian Americans across the nation. The phrase white supremacy is used repeatedly, Jilani wrote. This narrative is pervasive, but it bears no relationship to the evidence before us. Not only are none of the high-profile attackers over the past few months white supremacists, many of them aren't even white. And in fact, it appears most of them, certainly in this case. I know we're not supposed to notice race, right? And except we are supposed to notice race, according to the high school teacher in Loudoun County, Virginia. And the assailant here is black. And the assailant in another tape of a nearly fatal assault on an Asian American in the subway, guy who had just gotten his vaccination, so he's using the subway again, he almost died. And the assailant's black. Now, does that mean that all of the assailants are black? Does that mean you blame black people? No, of course not. But it's ridiculous to say that it's white supremacy or that this is somehow the kind of white supremacy encouraged by Donald Trump. And then Barry Weiss writes, should a person's life matter more to us if they are attacked by someone of one race rather than another? Because that is exactly the calculus we are seeing. Asian Americans are being attacked, and the media and the political class are contorting themselves to find a way to blame white supremacy or the legacy of Trumpism. Why? Because when the perpetrator is a neo-Nazi, it's a moral gimme. When the person carrying out the hate crime comes from a group that's also a target of hate crimes, condemnation becomes much more difficult. And she talks about then the experience of some of the anti-Semitic hate crimes and murders that have been committed recently. She says, whenever I tell people I'm from Pittsburgh, and Barry Weiss is from that Pittsburgh Jewish community in Squirrel Hill, it's a neighborhood in Pittsburgh. She says, when I tell people I'm from Pittsburgh, they flash with recognition and sympathy, but I highly doubt one would elicit the same response if you told a group of strangers that you were from Jersey City, where a kosher grocery was shot up in 2019 by attackers linked to the hate group known as the Black Hebrew Israelites, or if you told them you were from Muncie, New York, where that same year a machete-wielding fanatic stormed a Hanukkah gathering at a rabbi's house, or if you said you were from Crown Heights or Borough Park, where street crimes against Orthodox Jews have become a regular feature of life. The value of a victim, she writes, should not be dependent on the identity of their victimizer. This is why any totalizing ideology from right or left that claims people are either pure or impure, real Americans or pretenders, saints or sinners, all good or all bad, collectively innocent or collectively guilty, depending on the circumstances of their birth, is so dangerous. That is exactly right, and it goes to the terrible danger of what this particular teacher was trying to do in a literature class, to force a student to look at a picture of two attractive young women and say, oh, the one thing I imagine, would he have gotten in trouble if he had said, well, what do you notice about this? I notice they're both attractive young women. No, you're not supposed to notice that. That can get you in trouble, too. And it's unbelievable. And the teacher says, you can't look at the people and not acknowledge that there are racial differences. Okay, there are differences in appearance, but who knows what race somebody identifies of? This is the unbelievable thing to me. We live in a moment in history where they're trying to pass this big Equality Act, and we're going to get to that a little bit later, because the Equality Act asks people not to notice or to believe for a moment that there is anything profoundly different about men and women, where the differences between men and women are deep. They are very real. They are very significant. And yet, at the same time that you're supposed to pretend that differences between men and women don't exist, you're supposed to say that the difference in skin shade, even though a very minor difference, is incredibly profound. So how does all of that apply to the George Floyd case? We'll be talking with Andrew McCarthy, veteran prosecutor, about how that's going and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
More of Michael MedVed in a moment.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The government is racing to boost coronavirus vaccinations with new cases of the virus on the rise. White House COVID-19 advisor Andy Slavitt telling reporters it's an accelerated response to a growing threat.
President Biden has ordered that his national vaccination effort accelerate to the next level. Within 3 weeks, by April 19th, 90% of adult Americans will be eligible for a vaccine.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky also repeating the warning, it's not time to let our guard down. A New York man is scheduled to be arraigned later today for hate crimes. Brandon Elliott, who is black, is accused of beating a 65-year-old Asian woman and yelling racial slurs at her in New York City on Monday. This is one of a number of attacks on Asian or Asian American people across the United States in large Democratic-run cities. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Andy McCarthy is a best-selling author. He's a contributing editor at National Review. He's a fellow at the National Review Institute. He's a Fox News contributor. He's a former chief assistant U.S. attorney, where his prosecutions have helped to put some of the most evil terrorists in the world, really, into prison where they belong. He's also been a very close observer of the ongoing trial of Officer Derek Chauvin, and going on in Minneapolis. Most importantly, Andy is a friend of this show, and he is a clear and courageous thinker. So far, what surprised you most about the proceedings in Minneapolis that you've been commenting on so insightfully?
Michael, I think it's going to be a tough trial for the jury, and I think today in particular, when we moved kind of away from the main evidence that the prosecution wants to highlight, which is, as they put it, 9-2-9, those are the numbers you need to know, the 9 minutes and 29 excruciating seconds in the video that we've all become so familiar with. They really spent the first couple of days on that, and today they started to kind of move away from their comfort zone to the parts of the trial that are more challenging for the prosecution, which is George Floyd's activities before the police arrived on the scene and the initial stages of his encounter with the police, which are not part of that 9 minutes and 29 seconds. And I think they're going to have a difficult time with that.
Do you share the common belief that if there is an acquittal of Officer Chauvin, that there will be a truly, truly wrenching and horrendous national response?
I do, and I think it's unfortunate because it's a tough case, and it's the kind of thing I think that we people of good faith ought to be able to look at this and say, police have a really hard job, and at the same time, they make mistakes out there, and sometimes the mistakes can go tragically wrong. That doesn't mean necessarily that it's murder, although it could be, depending on how egregious the misconduct is. I've always expected that in this case, there isn't going to be a clear acquittal. I don't think there's going to be a complete acquittal. I'd be surprised by that. They have a manslaughter charge. That's a negligent homicide charge. If you believe, as I believe, watching what we're seeing, that it was unnecessary for Chauvin to keep his knee pressing into the back of George Floyd's neck at a time when he was already subdued and restrained and had cuffs on and the like, then I think that that's a clear negligence, and we have death that resulted. So it seems to me that that he should be convicted for manslaughter. Murder is a much tougher proof. They have to show either that he intentionally committed assault, which is hard, especially when you take into account the fact that Floyd was such a large man, was under the influence of drugs. And I thought in today's testimony this afternoon, some of the video testimony, it clearly indicated to me that Floyd's resistance was a lot more considerable than what the prosecution had led on. It's hard to see it because it goes on in the back of a police car, but he's clearly fighting with them and striking. I'm not saying he was, punching them or putting them in danger, but he obviously was very difficult to control. So I just think it's a very tough murder case. And it's unfortunate that it's so loaded with politics. There are some people for whom, if this is not a murder conviction, it becomes a racialized morality play and an excuse to make mayhem. And I just think that's an awful thing for the country.
Oh, it would be a terrible thing for the country. You imagine the position that the attorney general, the new attorney general, or the president would have in trying to deal with something like that. But it has always seemed to me that they overcharged when they were asking for a second-degree murder conviction. And because a second-degree murder conviction, you need some kind of indication of just total willful disregard. In other words, part of the defense is going to be that he was following his training. Isn't that what they're trying to do?
Yeah, well, there's two different murder charges, and I agree with you that they're my initial reaction on both was that it was overcharged, just because it seemed to me that manslaughter was a fit here. But to give them their due, what they have to show on second-degree murder is that at a certain point, the restraint became excessive force, that excessive force is criminal assault, and that Floyd's death was caused in the course of committing that separate crime of criminal assault. Right. So you have to identify a point in time where an appropriate police use of force somehow became criminal assault, which is dodgy. And then the second theory, which is third-degree murder, is this idea of depraved indifference to human life. And that doesn't seem like a real fit here, because the normal example of that is like the person who shoots a gun into a crowd, indiscriminately, doesn't care who, if anyone or everyone, gets dangerously hurt by that. Whereas this is the police concentrating on one discriminate person and not endangering the people around the transaction. That's not usually a depraved indifference situation, and it's a controversial application of that law in Minnesota. So both of the murder charges have you know, have nuances to them and tough little twists.
The there's a comment which we're going to play later in the show by Van Jones recently, saying that if unless they find Chauvin guilty of murder, it would be open season for white cops to go out and kill black males. Isn't it important to make clear what an exceptionally troubled cop Chauvin was even before this incident?
Well, I think it's important to get his everything that's relevant to his background before the public. But I also don't think he's representative of police officers, and I think
not at all. That's the point,
right? Yeah, but I also think, as a general matter, we do a very bad job of telling the story of how difficult policing has become, and
amen,
how infinitesimally small, especially compared historically, are the incidents of police violence against black males. Forget about just, you know, white police violence. It's actually statistically negligible compared to, you know, other violent problems in the black community.
Isn't the other three officers are being tried separately, and two of those other three are non-white, right?
Correct. Yeah, they're being tried separately because, if you're in Chauvin's position, what would have happened is the other three officers would have tried to blame him, so it would have been like he had four prosecutors in the trial.
Andrew McCarthy, you can read his latest, his daily commentary at National Review. We'll link to it at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free, with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available, and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness, and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Here's a question. Did Charles Darwin liberate or undermine society? Ideas have consequences. Learn how three key ideas from Darwin actually undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get a free 39-page digital booklet, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Go to discovery.org/Medved for this special offer. discovery.org/Medved.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Coming up in the show, some of the highlights and lowlights of the testimony in the George Floyd, Derek Chauvin trial that is going on right now. And I agree with virtually everything that Andy McCarthy was saying. And again, do remember that we have a tweet of the day suggesting that we don't even need a trial. And in fact, I think we can go to our tweet of the day.
From the page now, to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Change his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
And the tweet alert is from Chelsea Handler, of course, one of America's most distinguished legal commentators. She's a comedian, talk show host, and she's known for her classic books like Hey Vodka, It's Me, Chelsea, and basically just writing about her life. But she has tweeted out the following. Perhaps we skip trials when there is audio and video footage of the murder. Given the fact that we have a terrible racist history of lynching, the idea of skipping trials is un-American, Chelsea. And she says audio and video footage of the murder. If you want to look up the actual definition of murder, not legal definition, just dictionary definition. The unlawful, premeditated killing of one human being by another. And again, this is why it is a difficult trial. Because the idea of suggesting that this is a premeditated killing, that it is, in fact, a murder, is not going to be easy for the prosecution to prove to the satisfaction of a unanimous jury. Is it impossible? No, it's not impossible. The trial is going on. But what's unbelievable to me is we were talking before about the Barry Weiss commentary about the spate of hate crimes against Asian Americans, and terrible crimes beatings and murders, for goodness sake. Aside from insults on the street, and Gail Brewer, who is the borough president of Manhattan, which is where this latest attack on the 65-year-old Filipina-American woman occurred, she had this to say about why that attack occurred. This is clip 12. Listen.
This is a horrific act of racist violence. It's a deadly pattern. We know what happened in Atlanta, and we know what's happening elsewhere.
Why are people talking about
hold on just one second. Asian Americans across the United States have been sounding the alarm about hate for years. These are not new attacks, but the incidents are unrelating. Now, a week goes by, and you'll hear that something just happened in Brooklyn with a 16-year-old just today. In New York City, there have been 33 classified hate crimes in the last 3 months of 2021. And that doesn't include all the ones that do not get reported. This came from Trump, that's my opinion, but it's been around. He used the world's largest bully pulpit to spread racism. But he's not the only one. And every single assault that goes unfettered, every time a door closes to a victim on the ground, it emboldens these horrible people who target Asian Americans.
Okay, she's right about the door closing by the security guards. But this came from Trump? If it came from Trump, wouldn't it be more likely to occur while he was president rather than after he was voted out of the presidency? And the idea that black is African-American, clearly. You know, they have photographs of him, security photographs. And that's from Trump. President Trump, yes, he did better among African Americans, but he still got less than 10% of the vote, 90%. How do you say that this is from Trump? It's an absurdity. And by the way, the assumption, we still haven't gotten any evidence on these Atlanta murders that the killer had a history of involvement or expression of any kind of racist hatred. You see, there's a profound question here. If you feel such an intense hatred of a group that you're actually going to start killing their members, then usually you're not shy about it. That's kind of an indication you're not shy about it. And yet, the killer, Robert Aaron Long in Atlanta, apparently has no history that anybody has found about expressing anti-Asian hatred, other than the fact that 6 of the 8 people that he killed were Asian American. Let's go to Tom in Glendora, California. You're on the Michael Medved Show. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Michael, thanks again for taking my call. It's always a privilege and an honor, and I hope you are well with your little grandchildren as I am.
Absolutely. Go.
2 very quick points. Number 1 I'll make very briefly. The video certainly looks bad, the clip that they show, that this guy wouldn't at least take his foot off the neck, but that's only a small portion. I don't justify it. The optics are very bad. That's number 1. But number 2, and the transcendent point here, we have descended in this country to an alarming level of abandoning what the country stands for, justice and equality for all, abandoning the great Martin Luther King to be colorblind. Every perceived violation against someone is victimhood or race, and we're degenerating into a mobocracy. If we don't get back to supporting our dear police, yes, get rid of the bad cops, obviously, and if we don't have law and order and justice being blind and go by that, we lose the core of what this once great Judeo-Christian nation was all about. We're all God's children, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, purple polka dotted. It doesn't matter. They're good and bad. Judge everything on its merits and get away from this toxic cancel culture culture, which is really a cancer culture. Get rid of the hate and try to be fair and humble. And remember, we're all God's children.
Those are, of course, very good words and very appropriate words. The one thing I would say, Tom, is I have a whole chapter. It's one of my favorite chapters in my new book, God's Hand on America, about Dr. King. Dr. King did not expect people to be colorblind. He was very proud of his black identity. And in fact, you can listen to speeches that he gives where he talks about the greatness of black people rising up together in a nonviolent way, in a constructive way to try to eliminate the stain of racism. And getting rid of racism doesn't mean that, okay, race is nothing, but it means that it isn't the most important thing. It can't be. And that's the crucial idea here. The idea that we are going through right now, as we were talking about earlier, that the difference between male and female is a matter of opinion. There's an incredibly stupid quote from CNN that we will get to a little bit later on. And it says that you don't know somebody's gender identity at birth. Well, except in very, very rare cases where there's some kind of anomaly, you do. You do know someone's gender identity at birth. And the idea that you can make a complete choice about that, but God forbid you can't choose your race, because that's everything. That determines who you are, whether you're good or bad or guilty or cruel, the kind of money that you are either due or you are either due to pay. That is a hateful doctrine, very much as you put forward, Tom. And I appreciate your call and your kind words. When we come back, we'll be looking at some of the culture anxieties that drove the Trump train. And we'll also be taking a look at more of the updates on the Derek Chauvin trial and this greatest nation on God.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.